Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to First Congregational Church of Westfield on this fourth Sunday in the sacred season of Lent, a very special Sunday for us as it is at this time every year. This is the day when we welcome and join in our annual festival chorus performance. It will be awesome, and I will only mention just two or three other events that are happening today. There will be no announcements from the floor this morning so that we can get to the music as efficiently as possible. Please note that this is also the day of another one of our cherished traditions during the Lenten season, the annual cake auction, which is why you saw all of those people coming in from that door where they normally don't come in from over the last couple of minutes. We're setting up for that, and my understanding is the festival chorus performance is going to make us want to move so much we'll be dying for cake after. So take advantage of that. Also, later today, we will be hosting a seminar here on activism and advocacy, the psychological and spiritual and legal dimensions of that. And then finally, at 5 o'clock, the Youth Fellowship Program will be having a special discussion on the topic of bullying. With that, I invite you to please stand. Our brother and teacher and Lord Jesus, the one whose path, whose life, whose teachings we recall during this sacred season, that one would say to those who followed him then, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." As he shared with them then, let us share with each other as his people in this place and time. Peace of Christ be with you always. My friends, the season of Lent deepens.
Let us see
ourselves.
Please be seated. And at this time, I'd like to welcome the children to come on up for a bit. Well, I guess we're all clear that it's time for Sunday school. Huh? So now with gratitude before the God who is the source of all of our blessings, the blessings of days past, the blessings of this day, particularly the blessing of music in our festival chorus, and the blessings of days yet to come, let us present our morning's offering. Thank you.
give you the blades?
Yeah.
A blessing's flow, praise Him, all creatures hear me. Let us join together in our prayer of dedication. Holy One, we present this offering as one of the ways to answer the call to your people and to be used to help me and your hunger, bring your world to the hopeless, deliver justice to the oppressed,
and offer comfort to the afflicted. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 through 25. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out for the slavery, their cry for help rose up to God. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites, and God took notice of them. A reading from Paul's letters to the Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 12 through 17a. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, but not the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For you to live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the time the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your body, you will live. For all are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then hears of God and joint hears with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. May the living word of God speak to us through these ancient words of Scripture.